Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Pure Evil MMA. I'm your host, as always, Evil Eddie from PureEvilMMA.com. It's been a crazy week, crazy weekend. I have a lot going on this week, and I'll get into that on the next podcast. But I wanted to go live today because there's so much going on that happened last night. And I'm hearing from it from people that don't even watch mixed martial arts. That's how crazy it is. That just shows you What a huge star Conor McGregor really is. When I have friends that don't even watch mixed martial arts, don't even watch sports, that includes baseball, basketball, that are messaging me and going, man, Conor McGregor news, you got a busy show today, huh? Yeah, man, I got an extremely busy show because it would be ridiculous if I didn't go live and at least address this before the next podcast. Now, the podcast will be tonight. I'm going to be going to the movie theater at 5:30. Well, movie starts at 5:20, which is like an hour and a half away. And I'm going to go see Us. I'm going to be talking about all that. But let's talk about Conor McGregor. Is he trolling us? Let's look at what he tweeted last night after being on Jimmy Kimmel's show. I believe it was Jimmy Kimmel. Correct me if I'm wrong. All right, so Conor McGregor on Twitter. And if you listen, before I even read this, if you're listening to the audio right now, I'm going to read this out loud to you guys. If you're going to retire, why are you going to do it on Twitter? Who sends that shit out on Twitter? If you're going to do it the right way. Look at how GSP did it. You're going to contact your coaches. You're going to contact your training partners. You're going to go all the way back. Contact everyone possible. GSP did it the right way. You look at this, and before I read it, let me also mention this. You got Conor McGregor, and it's not even in scene right now. Let me put the old proper 12 Conor in scene in back of me. Now, that's all you have to see right there. You have this superstar. You could easily say he is the biggest name in UFC history over Royce Gracie, over Chuck Liddell, over Tito Ortiz, over Showtime Pettis, over Ronda Rousey, over anyone. Conor McGregor, at least this day and age where the UFC is, has made our sport skyrocket. Bigger than Jon Jones. Bigger than anybody you can think of right now in UFC history. You got a guy like this who ventures out. And let's not forget, he did say not long ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, that he wanted to have stake in the UFC. Now, when he did say that, we're all like, you know, Conor, we've seen guys on the rise. And then they go in there, they lose a couple of fights. And then we forget about him. Conor, listen, here's the thing. And I get really upset about it. But I also understand where people are coming from. When they have this line of thinking, you look at Conor McGregor, you look at his career, what he's been able to accomplish. Go back, look at his fights that he's had against Dennis Seaver. Go back against Chad Mendes. Jesus, UFC 189, one of the best cards in UFC history. UFC 205 at Madison Square Garden, the first time UFC entered New York. His entire career since his debut has been phenomenal. Now, he gets the UFC 205. He becomes the double champ, right? He becomes the double champ. And then what happens? Then what happens? He goes and he goes to fight Floyd Mayweather. Now, at the time, and you're not going to lie, you're not going to sit here and give me a thumbs down for this and say that you weren't thinking the same thing, even if you hated Conor. If he beat Floyd Mayweather that night, he was going to be the biggest combat sports star in history. Didn't happen, though. Great couple first couple rounds. First couple of rounds, amazing. I was blown away. I was shocked. I had 0-0 record in boxing. I was just, wow. Couldn't even believe it. I couldn't believe how well he was doing. And then we all know what happened as the fight went on. Returns to the UFC after 2 years. Loses to Khabib Nurmagomedov. And everyone jumps off his ship. Tells him that he's washed up. He's not what he used to be. And I will say this because I've been guilty of it as well. Well, let me say this first. As much as you want to hate on Conor for that or, you know, discredit him, look what he did. He moved up from featherweight to lightweight. Beats Eddie Alvarez, the current champion. Taking risks, huge risks. The Nate Diaz fight, taking that on short notice. Supposed to fight RDA. Nate Diaz comes in. He loses. Conor's only lost two fights in the UFC. But for some reason, and he's only coming off one loss. He's only coming off one loss inside the octagon. One loss. One. And everyone jumps off the ship because they look at it, go, oh, he fought Floyd Mayweather. He lost that via TKO. He lost to Khabib. Now everyone discredits everything that he's done. That's the way that mixed martial arts works when it comes to the fan world. Absolutely brutal. Conor McGregor is one of the best to ever do it. I still want to see what he can do at lightweight. I think he can still, I think he could beat Khabib. I mean, listen, I definitely think that he's one of the best in the world. Here's the thing, though. Dana White, or whoever said this to Conor, they go, oh, we're not going to give you the main event. What? You're not going to give your biggest, name one person. Name one fighter with a bigger name that's going to have a bigger draw, a bigger pay-per-view than Conor McGregor. Look at the last three pay-per-views in UFC history that have done the most sales ever. It's Conor McGregor. Chad Mendes, UFC 205, Nate Diaz, or both Nate Diaz. I mean, if you look at the top five, I believe other than Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm, Conor McGregor takes all four spots. That's how big Conor McGregor is. That's how big he is. I think he got a little upset. Now, Conor, if you guys are new to the sport, he's done this before. This is not the first time Conor has tweeted this out. And let me jump right to the meat and potatoes of things, as you guys know I like to say. So here's Conor's tweet for you guys listening to the audio podcast. This is on his Twitter page. He says, hey guys, quick announcement. This is last night. I've decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts today. I wish all my old colleagues well going forward in competition. I now join my former partners on this venture already in retirement. Proper pina coladas on me, fellas. So what does that mean? You look at that, you immediately go, this is a joke, right? This has to be a joke. He's done this before in the past. Is this a tool? Is this him trying to get leverage to the UFC? Be like, I don't need this. You want to offer me a co-main event? Man, I got proper 12 in the back. It's doing sales up the ass. Why would I need to, you know, take all the anger from the fans? You guys offer me a co-main event when I'm your biggest star. Other than John Jones. If John Jones was around, you'd have no one. You would have no one. So let's look at this tweet really quick. One thing that stood out to me is how he highlights the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts. Conor McGregor changed the game. And I've been speaking about this a lot. Like one of my last episodes with Damian Trites mentions, is shit talking in MMA going too far? You see a lot of guys after what Conor McGregor's been able to do think that my way to get to the top, my way to get noticed is to troll everybody, talk shit, run my mouth, but you also have to back it up. Conor McGregor was able to do that. Made him into a huge star. his personality. It wasn't just the shit talk, but a lot of people saw that, and it's changed the game. And now we're seeing the negative side of it. Look what happened even after the Khabib fight. Look what happened with Colby Covington, Kamaru Usman, and Ali Abdelaziz after the fight. Listen, when you are promoting your fight, which is what Conor was doing, and I will say there were some lines in Conor's past fights, past, you know, press conferences, that may have crossed the line, at least in my book, if I was the one, you know, having to hear that, you know, being judged. You know, even Ali, he has a reason to get really angry. Trust me, he definitely does. Talking about your children, you don't cross that line. I spoke to a lot of fighters about it. You don't bring up your family and stuff like that. You're really getting under somebody's skin. Look what Conor was able to do to Jose Aldo. The one person that shit didn't affect was Nate Diaz, and we saw what happened there. That was one of Conor's tactics, but now it's getting out of control. Look what just happened to Jorge Masvidal and Leon Edwards backstage. Listen, Leon Edwards, it's so funny. You look at what happened there. Leon Edwards backstage, he won his fight against Gunnar Nelson. He sees Jorge Masvidal is coming off the win against Darren Till. Knocks out Darren Till. He sees Masvidal doing an interview, and he goes, oh, man, here's my shot. This is my time to shine. I know exactly what I need to do here. Because the UFC guys has been telling fighters that they need to boost up their social media. They need to go out there and be their own promoter. They have so many obligations when it comes to media before fights. Now, Leon Edwards backstage calls out Jorge Masvidal, and it turns into a shit show. He gets the three-piece, as we all been saying. Conor McGregor created all that. It's getting crazy, though. Conor's looking at it all. He's going, man, all these people talking shit, saying, I'm washed up, I'm this, I'm that. I don't need any of that, man. I got proper 12. And then you have all these sports, and I'm guilty of it too. I'm here to report the news. If there's something that needs to be discussed, that you guys want me to discuss, you guys tweet to me, or even just my personal interests, I have to report on it. Conor McGregor has been in the news lately, and I saw one really funny tweet. Somebody goes, yeah, Conor's retiring from mixed martial arts. He's retiring from the UFC to take on full-time crime. Like, that was perfect. That was a perfect tweet. Conor's been into a lot of allegations. He's been arrested multiple times. I was there in Brooklyn when he got arrested with the bus incident. I was there. What was it? UFC 223. That was a shit show as well. We had Ray Janelle have to fill in against Max Holloway. It was supposed to be Max Holloway versus Khabib. Could you imagine if that fight went through? Oh, my God. Then Rose versus Joanna, too. Conor's been getting... distracted. That's the best way I can say it. He's been getting really distracted with everything going on. We also saw girls coming out. Well, at least one girl came out and was like, I have Conor's baby. That was huge news. We still have no further information on that. But that has to be so stressful. Imagine going home. And this is Conor's fault. You know what I mean? Like, Conor brought this upon himself, making that move. He's such a superstar. Imagine what goes into that. Imagine that life, going anywhere and just girls flocking to you. No, man, if I had a couple drinks and I... Come on, guys. Guys, come on. You know you wish you were Conor McGregor when it came to that kind of a lifestyle. But one thing that we praise about Conor McGregor is how he stuck with one girl all the way through. He just had a kid. That changes a lot. He's got arrested multiple times. There's a lot of stress going on with Conor McGregor. Another thing I have to bring up, something I really have to mention, because I'm guilty of it, and I'm giving you guys my pure reaction. That's why it's called Pure Evil MMA. I'm giving you my pure reaction on how I think, what I'm seeing. Listen, the Khabib fight, I don't know where Conor's head was in that fight. You know, after the Mayweather fight, his ego blew up. Rightfully so. anyone in that position, you have people telling you you're the best in the world. Not just Dana White, not just the everyone is telling you that you're the greatest of all time. People were comparing to him to Muhammad Ali. And I like that Connor in that moment when somebody said that in the press conference went, man, I'm very humbled by you saying that, but I am nowhere near Muhammad Ali. I'm following that blueprint. I'm making it my own. But where his head was at in the Khabib fight, you take that and you look at where he was when he came into the UFC. You look at where he was at UFC 189. He wasn't showing up to press conferences drunk. Some people are saying he was faking being drunk there. We saw Conor drunk after the fights, but it was always Conor's work ethic that separated him, how hard he was working. I think that was a very special thing about Conor McGregor, how he was trying to think outside the box with movement and stuff like that. Then after the Mayweather fight, he got a little distracted there. He gets to business. He's trying to promote the business alongside his fight. And Khabib is sitting there the whole time, not having any of it. Thinks it's a whole joke. Khabib did all the hard work there, did what he had to do, didn't care about promoting the fight. He said, just send me a location. And when he got to that location and that octagon door closed, it was all business. And Khabib proved that. So Connor, think about this. Now Connor, in this new era, all these things are going on around him. He's making more money with the boxing. He's in that one fight. He's making more money with the liquor. Why go back into the stress of the UFC? Why have to deal with the fans, the bullshit? Why? You don't need to. We all know he doesn't need to come back. However, when Ronda Rousey left, I was heartbroken because here's a girl that was doing big things, huge name in the sport, broke down walls. She loses the fight to Holly. Okay. She loses the fight to Amanda. Damn, that fucking stung, right? I'm trying not to swear. I'm sorry. But for her to retire after that, it was like, man, how do you sleep at night with that? How are you okay with that? That has to bother you. I would hate to see Conor McGregor do that same thing. Now, we've seen Conor go through losses, and he's handled it very well. But if he leaves now, man, listen, just thinking about that, I can't believe he's going to retire. Just thinking about that and knowing how Conor is in his mind, he's not going to retire. Come on. He wants to prove people wrong. And yeah, the money's there. Money isn't pride. And Conor runs on pride. And that's why I think this is a crock. This is crock. He's doing this as a leverage. What do you guys think about this? Do you agree with me? If you're going to retire, you don't just tweet it out. You do it the right way. You don't go on late night TV and jump on your phone and tweet out, hey guys, it's been a great ride. Especially if you're coming off a loss. Conor McGregor coming off a loss. Listen guys, how many fighters have we seen be on the verge of retirement and they get a loss? And they're like, no, I need to do it right. If I'm going to retire, I need to leave with a win. And some guys, it takes them a long time to get that next W. Sometimes it doesn't even come. I don't think this is true. Conor McGregor tweeting this out. Hey guys, quick announcement. I've decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts. With him just saying that just shows that he's pissed off. There's something else going on in the back. You know, if you're Conor McGregor, man, listen, here's another thing. There were rumors that Conor McGregor was supposed to be coming back. He was supposed to fight Cowboy Cerrone. People were up in arms for it. People were dying to see that fight. UFC offers him a co-main event, whatever. But then, last week, Dana goes, listen, we're not going to make an announcement. Conor's probably going to come back this summer, 2019. But we are not going to make an announcement until we see the winner of Max Holloway and Dustin the Diamond. Now, here's the other thing with that. If you're Conor McGregor, you're going, I already beat these guys. I need something that's going to motivate me. Here's the other thing. Here's the other side of it that I find really interesting with it. Well, you know, I'm not 100% sure how many fights Conor has left on his contract, you know. But the other side of it all is Paulie Malignaggi signs with Bare Knuckle FC. Artem signs with Bare Knuckle FC. Why did Paulie go to BKFC? To look for a fight with Conor McGregor. What do you think about that, guys? Is this Conor trying to do a one-off? But then again, listen. How much money is he going to make at BKFC? You know, I've listened to a lot of podcasts, listened to or read a lot of articles of all this stuff with Paulie, with Artem, BKFC. Great promotion. They're doing huge things over there. I don't think Conor's really going to do that. There's more money in boxing for Conor. If Conor wanted to fight Paulie, he should do it in boxing, not BKFC. He should do it somewhere where it's already developed, you know, on Showtime or wherever. Wherever they're airing boxing. BKFC, great promotion. I don't think he's going to do that. Paulie doing, but it's in the back of your mind, right? Like, he mentions this tweet. You got Paulie over there. You got Artem over there. You got all these fighters over there. What's Conor up to here? What's the big game here? And this is why I think it's a ploy for the UFC. Because he has all these options. He doesn't need the UFC. The UFC, seriously, the UFC needs Conor more than he needs them at this point. And it's true. You may have said something different a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever. This day and age, right now, Conor's your biggest star. Your biggest star ever. The face of the UFC. Bigger than Chuck Liddell. Bigger than Jon Jones. Bigger than Ronda Rousey. Bigger than GSP. Shut me down if you want. That's okay. But I know at least 75, maybe 99% of you guys will agree with me there. So let me know down below in the comments, what do you think about this Conor news? Is he trolling us? Is Conor really going to retire? Like I said, he's got the proper whiskey. He's got options. And there's a lot of stuff going on in his life. He has a son to raise. He has plenty of money. Sometimes that competition dies down. How motivated are you going to be to fight somebody you've already beat? Between Max Holloway, between Dustin the Diamond. You let me know, guys. What do you think? This is crazy news. And I'm more than happy to report it for you guys here on Pure Evil MMA. And with that being said, let me say one more thing. Michael Bisping's coming out of retirement. He tweeted that out today. Michael Bisping goes, I'm coming out of retirement. We're getting trolled, guys. Come on. Twitter, come on. We're getting trolled here. Wake up. This is a ploy. This is a ploy. And who the hell told Conor they wanted to give him a co-main event? What? And who are you going to put above Conor? What fight is bigger than that? You can have Conor versus anyone, anything. You can have Conor sitting there doing a beer chugging. You can have Conor sitting there, see how many shots he can do. It would sell on pay-per-view. This is just crazy. This is crazy news. Had to report it. Let me know what you guys think down below. Subscribe on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, Player FM, YouTube. You know what it is, guys. And you can find all those links at pureevilmma.com. That does it for me here. I got to get ready to go to the movies to see Us. There's a lot going on this week. I got my little brother's wedding. I got these new little baby mice. Or not mice. My baby rats. And you can see them on my Instagram at pureevilmma_. Also, follow me on Twitter at evil_echo. That's EVIL_ECCO. That does it for me here on Pure Evil MMA. I'm Evil Eddie. White knuckles till the end. Remember, without evil, there's no purity. Behave yourselves.
We'll be right back.